Do you know that's not a sin to be sick? When you live in a sin-cursed world, to get sick is not a sin. Do you believe Jesus ever hit his... He was a carpenter. Do you believe Jesus ever hit his thumb accidentally when hammering a nail in his carpentry shop? I believe it could have happened. But he didn't curse like other carpenters do when they hit their thumb. He didn't sin. If he was to be tempted like we are, I believe he had to hit his thumb at least once and overcome that temptation. He was tempted exactly like me. Name the temptation you have faced in your life. Go to Hebrews 4:15, you'll discover Jesus was tempted like you. That's what changed my life. Lord, there's no temptation I face which you did not face. Are you tempted as a young teenager? What are young teenagers? What is a young 17-year-old man, a strong young 17-year-old man, tempted with most? Lust. Tempted by pretty women. Tempted to think about women. Do you believe Hebrews 4:15 that Jesus was tempted exactly like we are? I believe it. He was tempted with lust, but he never sinned. Not once, not even for a moment, would he think about lust towards any girl or woman. He wouldn't be. He'd be very careful in walking or being with other young girls. He was tempted like us, but he did not sin. That is the thing that encouraged me. What he did for Jesus, he'll do for me. I did not know this when I was 17. I discovered this when I'm 35, unfortunately. But I now teach it to people who are 16 and 17. That Jesus was tempted like you. Look to him and be overcomer. I wish I knew it when I was 17. I wish some spiritual people who I knew at that time would have told me, but they never told me this. I had to discover it for myself. Do you know that in my entire life, nobody explained to me that Jesus was tempted like me when he was 17 years old. I had to gradually discover it. He was tempted exactly like me and he did not sin. I did meet some people who mentioned it, but that was much later in life. Not when I was a young teenager. It makes a tremendous difference. The Holy Spirit will come and take of the things of mine and show it to you. And one of the most wonderful things he showed to me was Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. He was tempted like me. He became sick like me. But he never sinned. You know what a tremendous... We can be tremendously tempted when we are sick. We have temptations when we are sick that don't come to us when we are healthy. Any of you who have been sick know that. That extra temptations come to us when we are sick, which we don't have when we are healthy. And if Jesus did not face that, he was not tempted like us. So he had to be sick too. And then he faced those sicknesses, temptations, but he never sinned. Hebrews 4:15, he's a high priest who can sympathize with us because he was tempted exactly as we are, but did not sin. Dear brother, sister, meditate on that. It revolutionized my life when I read it and understood it. I understood it about 15, 16 years after I was born again. 16 years of defeat. Because I could always say, Lord, you did not know what I'm facing now. You don't know the struggle I'm having with lust as a 19-year-old young converted boy. Lord, you did not know it because you were God. At the age of 35, I discovered that he was tempted like me. So then I went around telling teenagers, you know, Jesus was tempted like you. I was strongly tempted to lust. Jesus was tempted, but he never sinned. Not the slightest speck of impurity in his mind. He resisted it. How did he overcome? That also is written here. It's written right there, Hebrews 5 and verse 7. In the days of his flesh, that is during his 33 years, he prayed with loud crying and tears. What is he praying with loud crying and tears? I don't believe it was for healing from sickness. He prayed with loud crying and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard. His prayer to be saved from death was heard. He did not die. That's the meaning. You say, but he did die. No, this is not referring. There are two deaths in the Bible. Physical death, spiritual death. He did die physically, so obviously he was not praying for that. Because it says prayer was heard. So this death mentioned here must be the other death, spiritual death. That means his prayer was, don't let me die spiritually. What is spiritual death? It's always the result of sin. Compare scripture with scripture. James chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 14. Temptation, if you yield to it, it conceives, verse 15, and produces sin. James 1:15. So, and then when sin is finished, it brings death, spiritual death. So the process is, lust tempts you, you yield to it, you become sin, it finally leads you to die spiritually. But if you don't yield to it, you won't die. So Jesus prayed, I don't want to die. I don't want to yield to this temptation. And he was heard because of his godly fear. Hebrews 5:7. He feared God so much. Father, I don't want to sin at all. And how did he pray for it? Loud crying and tears, verse 7. Why haven't you got victory over lust? I'll tell you. You don't pray with loud crying and tears. When was the last time you prayed with loud crying and tears to be saved from the sin which you're always falling into? Anger. Sexual lust. The two things that plague people. Bitterness. An unforgiving spirit. These are some of the primary sins that human Christians have. When was the last time you prayed with loud crying and tears? Oh God, my Father, deliver me, please. Cry, cry, cry till tears come out of your eyes. Have you ever prayed with tears to be saved from sin? I have. And God answers. See, when you cry about something, so again, imagine if your precious, you've got only one child, 6 years old, fallen into some sickness and the doctor says no hope. Boy, you'll pray with tears because that's your only child. You love him so much and he's in hospital and he's dying. How you'll pray? You'll pray with tears. You won't. Nobody will have to tell you to fast. You'll give up food automatically. And you'll pray because you're earnest. When you're earnest about overcoming sin, just like you want your child to be healed, you say, Lord, I want to be healed. I want to be delivered from sin in my life. I want to never get angry in my life. I never want to lust in my life. When you pray like you would pray for a dying child, I tell you, you'll get an answer. Jesus prayed like that with loud crying and tears. That's why he used to go to the wilderness. He used to go to the wilderness because he didn't want to disturb anybody with his loud crying and tears. I remember when I understood this, I lived in Bangalore, a city of 10 million people. Crowded. I said, Lord, there's no wilderness anywhere near here I can go. And you know what the Lord said to me? You can make your bed a wilderness early in the morning when everybody in the house is asleep. As you wake up, you can have a loud cry in your heart without any sound coming out of your mouth. Make your bed your wilderness. And let there be a cry in your heart, loud as anything, but no sound from your mouth. Cry out for complete freedom from sin, for complete victory over anger and sexual lust particularly. Why do I mention these two? Because those are the two sins mentioned in the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus said can take you to hell. You know, the word hell is mentioned only three times in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount. And it's in relation to anger and sexual lust. Read it. And I said, Lord, I want to pray about these two particularly. I want to be completely free from, 100% free from anger in any provocation, any situation. 100% free from sexual lust in any provocation, any situation, all the time. Not most of the time, but all the time. I don't want to have sickness at any time. Spiritually, I don't want to sin at any time. And pray earnestly, I tell you in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will give you victory. Those who are serious about it, But those whose Christianity is, oh, Jesus forgives me. He forgives me. He forgives me. Okay, maybe you will get to heaven. I can prophesy one thing. You will live with regret for all eternity that you took advantage of your Savior all the days of your life on earth, that you had no gratitude to Him for dying on the cross to save you from sin. You had no desire to be saved from sin. You only had a desire to be forgiven. I'm not ashamed to speak the truth directly to you. I don't have to apologize for it, because I want you to be pure. Your life will be so much more effective for the Lord in the days to come. God needs witnesses on earth. He needs pure witnesses, and He wants you to be one. Yield to Him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us all to take sin seriously. To take it as seriously, Lord Jesus, as You Yourself took it when You were on earth. Help us to walk that way. We don't want to just sing, follow, follow, I will follow everywhere, anywhere, I'll follow You, Lord Jesus. Those are empty words if we are not following You in the area of crying out to be free from sin. Help everyone here, Lord, everyone. I don't mean 99%, but 100%. Everyone here will really seek to go this way and be effective witnesses for You in their hometown, in their office, in their home, so that the devil is put to shame. Make it true for everyone here, young and old. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.